Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Tes Zayin. We are up to Sif Zayin, the last line on page Kuf Chav Zayin. We're about to turn on to page 254. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Hatzod Nechoshin V'akrabin B'Shabbos, one who traps snakes or scorpions on Shabbos, O Sha'orim Masim Hamazikim, or any other creepy crawlies that could do damage, Im L'Refuah Chayiv, if you're trapping them for Refuah purposes, you're Chayiv, V'im B'Shvil Shelo Yishchenu Mutter, but if you're trapping them so they won't bite you, so then it is Mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chavav, again, these dangerous animals, if you're doing it for Refuah, you're Chayiv, the Mikri Dover Shebemino Nitzod. These are considered animals that in their min, they are normally trapped, and therefore there will be a Chi of Chattas. Then the Mechaber said that if you're doing it only so you shouldn't get bitten by the snake, so then it is Mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Zayin, V'im Bishvil, Hainu Afilu B'Mokum She'ein Regilim HaNechashim L'Hamis. Even if you're in a place where snakes don't normally kill people, the ain ruts and acharav, and they're not running after you. Ela umdim mekoman. Rather, they're staying in their place. The bazeh aser leilech ulahargan. In that case, it's aser if you don't go ahead and kill them on Shabbos, like we'll see later in Sif Yud. Afilu hachi latzudan shari. But to trap them on Shabbos, even though they're not doing anything, that is permissible. Da hainu shekofa lam kli. How do you trap them? You put a kli over them. O shekosha osam, or you tie them up. The atam, the reason why it's permissible to trap them, daha have malacha she'en tzarech l'gufa. This is a malacha she'en tzarech l'gufa. It's a malacha that you don't need the gufa malacha. Daha eino tzarech latzud ela shelo yishchenu. You're not trapping it because you want the animal. You're trapping it just so the animal won't bite you. V'imhoya yodeya she'yamur v'lo yazikenu. And if you would know somehow that the animal would just stay in its place and it wouldn't damage you, loha yatzad, you wouldn't trap it. You totally do not want the animal. You just don't want to get bitten. The kaimalon de malacha she'eino tzarech l'gufa patra al va'asim de rabbanim. We hold that a malacha she'eino tzarech l'gufa is patra from the chatas, but it's asim de rabbanim. The hachem yishum hezeka, and over here where it's to prevent the damage, afilu iser de rabbanim leka. There is no iser de rabbanim, and that's why the mechaber says if it is to prevent yourself from getting bitten, you are allowed to trap it lechatchila. V'afilu laharambam d'mechayiv ba'alma b'malacha she'ein tzarech l'gufa. And even according to the Rambam, who says you're chayiv in general by malacha she'ein tzarech l'gufa, mode bazeh, he will admit over here that you're allowed to trap the snake or the scorpion, v'kasvu d'taima. And they write that the reason is, mishum d'svirle, the Rambam holds, d'zeh lo mikri malacha klal. This is not called a malacha at all. V'havei k'misasik ba'alma, it's like you're being misasik. Kevan she'ein ritzono be'etzem atzida klal. You don't want the trapping whatsoever. The adaraba. The opposite is true. Kavanoso lahavriach osam eolav. Trapping is when you're bringing the animal towards you. You want the animal. Here it's the exact opposite. You want the animal away from you. And therefore it's not even called a malacha. Let's just read one note over here. Note 46. Ubiyeser bir kosav arach hashulchan. For more of the hezber, we'll bring down what the arach hashulchan writes. When the intention of the person is to distance the Baal Chaim, the animal, this is the exact opposite of what the Malach is. Therefore, it's 100% mutter, even with the Rambam. This is not called trapping. Trapping is when you want the item that you're trapping. Here is the exact opposite. You want it away. You're trapping it away from you. You don't want it. It's not a Malach at all. If the Rambam, it's mutter. If everyone, it's mutter. We'll stop here and continue with the next shiur with Siv Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.